720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. 626, we wanted to give you an update on our little buddy Owen. I've been following this story on Facebook because I'm good friends with Betsy Shepard, who is a PR person here in Chicago that spearheaded this whole thing. Owen was a little boy who was burned when he was 2 years old. He was put in a scathing bathtub, hot water. He was adopted at 2 years old by his mother, Susan. He's now 9 and a half. He's had multiple surgeries, had a bit of a scare lately. We just wanted to get an update. And on the phone with us is Susan. Susan? Hold on. There we go. There is Susan. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
Owen had he had a surgery, and then he had a bit of a scare. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he certainly did scare us this time. We did the leg amputation, and we did 5 new grafts to use the skin that they were going to dispose of. His lung decided not to cooperate with us this time, and we collapsed his left lung, which caused some breathing issues. So he did. He gave us quite a scare this time. I really thought on Wednesday that we wasn't going to bring him home from this one. So, yes, he gave us quite a scare, but he pulled through, and like the warrior that he always is, he pulled through in flying colors right at the last minute.
Right. I mean, it's just unbelievable how this kid just keeps fighting and fighting. I mean, he is my hero. I read the updates. I hear him on the show here because I'm a fan of Cochran's show. And I also read Betsy Shepard's Facebook page because she keeps us updated. And I just, this kid is unbelievable.
Susan, his attitude is so great. But this would be his 50th, 5-0 surgery. Is that correct, that he just had?
That is correct.
How's his attitude, the poor little guy?
Are you kidding? His attitude is awesome.
See?
And I'll tell you, Shriners Hospital in Cincinnati, because he was really anxious before we went into surgery, the anesthesiologist came and said, just take your nurse gun, and anyone that does anything wrong in surgery, just shoot him.
Isn't that crazy?
So he went into surgery laughing because he was getting everyone with their bullets.
Susan, we always get asked, how can people help? There's a GoFundMe page, and people are donating because they want to help you, and they want to help Owen.
Yes, they are donating. I appreciate that.
GoFundMe.com/IfOwenCanWeCan. If Owen can, we can. If you go to, there's also a Facebook page, If Owen Can, We Can, all one word. And people can send him cards. He loves the hats, the Nerf guns. What else does he like?
Right now, it's the hats, the Nerf guns, and American Ninja Warrior.
Hats. So hats from anywhere.
Ninja Warrior. Oh,
I got to tell you, the kids are into it.
He loves Ninja Warrior.
I mean,
that's cool.
He does. We're
going to need to send him a little care package or something,
A little something, something.
Stuff,
there's a ninja place on the north side.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I know a guy. I got a guy.
All right, good.
I could do it. So what is he?
I'll tell you about the Ninja Warrior real quick. We were struggling because, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know, even we do the skin grafts, and just as soon as we get the dressing change, we have to start stretching and exercising those very sore and tender areas.
Yeah.
So we're raising and stretching his shoulders, and he's just really, really struggling with that one. All of a sudden, I just say, hey, you want to be on Ninja Warrior, right? He goes, yeah. And I say, got to stretch those shoulders.
Yeah.
So he's really been pushing through those stretches because we're Ninja Warrior training right now.
That is, you know what? We've had Matt Eisman on the show before. We need to call him, you know, something out.
Absolutely.
Have him call Owen or something.
God bless that kid. And he's going to be fitted for prosthetics pretty soon?
Oh, well, not pretty soon. We got the call yesterday from the orthopedic surgeon. We had thought that it would happen soon. And yesterday evening, we're not even going to fit or measure him until July 20th.
Okay.
It's coming up.
6 to 8 weeks. It's coming up. It's coming up. And you know that soon he'll be walking. I'm thinking maybe by the end of September, he'll be able to begin the process of walking.
I mean, it's just an incredible story.
It's a great,
wow.
And his attitude is...
He's an incredible boy, you know, and he's always laughing. He wakes up with a smile on his face, you know, joking with the surgeons all the time. And, you know, when they're doing hard things for him, he's joking and laughing with them.
Well, God bless you and Owen. If people want to help, GoFundMe.com/IfOwenCanWeCan, or you can find that on Facebook, all one word, If Owen Can, We Can. Susan, great to talk to you. Say hello to Owen for us, okay?
You too. I will. Thank you for calling.